Welcome to the Arts Page. In this edition, we sit down with Jamaican-Nigerian spoken word artist Adziko Simba Gegele to discuss her new novel, All Over Again.
Marriage anger is the reason you have two voices in your head. This voice and that voice. That voice is louder than this voice. It is louder and it has no sense. This voice is the voice that tells you it is not a good idea to wet down marriage anger with the hose. But that voice? That voice tells you, yes, yes, you need to wet down marriage anger with the hose because that little girl went into your room and broke the wings off the aeroplane you made with old man Toby. And when you asked her how it happened, she just shrugged her shoulders and made her eyes big and wide, like she had no idea what happened.
Tell me about the book.
The book is about you. It's about you being 12, almost 13, and wanting to be big and not wanting to be big, and growing up with a father that is so full of unreasonableness, you can't even sit down and have a glass of lemonade with him, and a sister that is the most bawlingest child in the whole of Riverland. And
bawlingest.
That's who she is. And she's very good at manipulating her parents against you. She's younger than you are. She's 5. And you're 12 going on 13. And she's a girl. And you're a boy. And something is not quite right here. And the parents always side with her in your mind.
Okay, so when is it set? Is it now? Is it 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
It's now, definitely now. And at the same time, that's an interesting question because it is 20 or 30 years ago. And I say that because I've read the book with people this high to big people. And there was a man in the audience who was 50 plus. And he said, oh, God, that's me. And he talked about the fact that some of the emotions expressed in the book are emotions that even now at this age of 50, he was trying to access because he'd buried them. And then I've read two young boys. One was 7. And his comment was, wow, I was on the edge of my seat.
So how were you able to channel these little boys so well?
I really like the fact that you use that word channel, because I do say that the stories came from the universe, came from the creator, came from the ancestors. And the stories came and they were coupled with my experience of raising my son, who's now a big man. But the book was in the making from he was around age 13, 14. And so I could see that he was going through certain experiences. And then as a writer, stuff comes to you. And then I wrote the first story, which happens to be the last chapter in the book. And then the characters just took over and they compelled me to write some more. And I really liked Mary Janga. She's so troublesome. I really loved her. And I also loved his frustration with her. And I loved the relationship that I was getting from the parents and the relationship with him, and how he was in a family that didn't understand him and he didn't understand the family. And if only they would get him, then everything would be all right. And of course, they're parents and tough love and they refuse to get him. Mary Janga is screaming and running around the yard, running, running, running and stopping to make sure you are still after her, then screaming and running back across the yard, running over the sheet of zinc and kicking up all the chocolate you put out to parch for your mother this morning, and screaming loud, loud, loud so the whole of Riverland can hear her, because she thinks it is a fun thing to do, and you think it is a fun thing to do, and that voice thinks it is a fun thing to do, and just when you catch up to her and wet her down from her head to her foot, and she looks like Aunt Clara Puss when it fell into the water tank, just when you can hardly breathe because it is so, so funny, right then you understand that it is not so much fun after all, because right then is when your father drives into the yard.
Adziko Simba Gegele's book All Over Again is now in stores. That's it for this edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.